let's be clear about what they are. They're really not anti-pipeline, because if you look at everything they're saying and if you look at the facts, you know, they're anti-oil and gas, and there's a big difference there.
Right.
And so, you know, a lot of what they said yesterday just isn't accurate and actually would put, you know, Oklahomans and Americans in greater danger of you know, pollution and other issues by banning pipelines. So it doesn't really make sense.
No, you're right, and I do stand corrected there, because I did get that same impression in speaking with them yesterday, that they just flat don't seem to like the oil and gas industry and want to find some way to, you know, as soon as they started talking about wind, you know, the wind and solar and all that, then I knew that I'd already lost them.
Yeah, well, you're entitled to your opinions, you know, and that group has a right to come out and say what they're going to say, but they're not entitled to, you know, mislead people when the facts are pretty clear. You know, when, you know, President Obama's own Department of Transportation director, who is in charge of pipelines and the Hazardous Material Safety Administration, says that pipelines are the safest, most environmentally friendly, and least expensive way to transport, you know, large volumes of crude oil. I mean, he's not exactly the, you know, the cheerleader for the energy industry, but he's basing it on fact. And so, you know, I just think when you really look at the issue, pretty much everything they said yesterday was either blown out of proportion or completely inaccurate.
So what is it they want exactly?
What they want is just leave the oil and gas in the ground. And, you know, that's why, to your point, they spoke so much about, you know, wind and solar and other things. And look, you know, I don't have a problem with anybody investing in those other alternative fuels. Those are nice to have as to add to the fuel mix. You know, but the reality is the energy needs of this country can only be met with, you know, crude oil and natural gas. And not only is that good for the country, particularly with the clean-burning natural gas, you know, it's good for Oklahoma, great for our economy in terms of its impact. But, you know, the reality is also that environmentally, moving crude oil by pipeline is by far the safest way to do that. You know, 99.9% of all petroleum products that are moved by pipeline arrive at their destination without incident. You know, and sure, we need to be shooting for 100%. But it's a very good track record, and the industry is extremely good about safety, and it's a top priority for every company. And it's interesting, whenever we go visit these facilities, we always start out every meeting, every visit, every tour with a safety briefing, and that's because it's the culture of the industry. So, you know, again, I think the mischaracterizations yesterday are pretty unfortunate, but, you know, that's America, and by golly, they have a right to say it. They just don't have a right to be completely wrong on the facts.
Well, and obstruct, and to try to destroy an industry, and also they're wanting to limit our choice on, I mean, we should have a choice on energy. Am I not correct on that? I mean, we should have our choice?
Absolutely, we should have a choice. You know, and I don't know how many of them showed up yesterday on horseback, but something tells me they got in their car and drove there. Or, you know, they got in their Prius, you know, which was made with batteries that are made out of, you know, natural gas. I mean, you know, it's just kind of ridiculous, the whole thing. And so I get it. I understand passion for protecting the environment, and I respect that. You know, but the reality is these pipelines go through such stringent hoops to get even approved. And the one that they were opposing yesterday was approved again by, you know, that, you know, energy sellout Obama administration, dripping sarcasm. And so, you know, they did everything that they were asked to do. They met with 23 different tribal communities. They changed the route. They agreed to a higher safety standard. And so these folks kind of swooping in at the end saying, no, you just can't do it. Well, they weren't consulted because it doesn't impact them. But all the tribal communities and the communities that this route is going to go through were. And you know, and the groups that are opposing it just are, you know, flat out wrong.